Today is September 13th, 2016, and my name is Christine Huskisson, and I'm with Undermain Incorporated. Today I'm here for an interview with Guy Mendez, a prominent photographer and writer in Lexington, Kentucky, and former producer and director of KET. The topic today is Kentucky Renaissance, the Lexington Camera Club and its community from 1954 to 1974. This is an exhibition that will open October 8th, curated by Brian Scholes at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Welcome, Guy.
Glad to be here.
What I'd like to do, if I could today, is take us from your introduction into the Lexington community through maybe present day. How did you come to Lexington?
I came to school at UK in actually the fall of 50 years ago, 1966. And I came here from New Orleans, where I grew up, and I was interested in being a journalist and a basketball player. I worked on the high school newspaper at Fort Jay High School in New Orleans, the Silver and Blue, go Tarpons. And I also played basketball from the time I was a little kid in biddy leagues up through high school. And I also had a Kentucky connection that turned out to be a lot stronger than I thought. My parents, Guy Marius Mendez Jr., and my mother, Mary Agnes Wilson Mendez, lived here in Lexington in 1946 and 47, right before I was born. I was born in the summer of 48, and they had come to Lexington. My father worked for Standard Oil as a map maker, and they'd come here because Standard Oil was looking for oil in these parts, and they lived on Sherman Avenue and spent 2 years here and then went back to New Orleans, where I was born and raised. I was born 6 months after they got back to New Orleans, and which I only realized a few years ago, oh my goodness, that means I'm a native Kentuckian. That I, you know, came about, so to speak, about eight blocks from where I live now on McDowell Road, near Henry Clay's home, over on Sherman Avenue in Kenwick.